With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Wall Street edged to another record on Tuesday following some mixed profit reports as General Motors and other U.S. companies gave updates on how much President Donald Trump's tariffs are hurting or helping them. General Motors' profit declined 35% in its second quarter, including a $1.1 billion hit from tariffs. But the automaker easily topped expectations and stuck by its full-year financial outlook. The U.S. Department of Labor is looking to rewrite or repeal more than 60 obsolete workplace regulations, ranging from minimum wage requirements for home health care workers and people with disabilities to standards governing exposure to harmful substances. Coca-Cola said it will add a cane sugar version of its trademark cola to its U.S. lineup this fall, confirming a recent announcement by President Donald Trump that Coca-Cola had agreed to use real cane sugar in its flagship product, which has been sweetened with corn syrup since the 1980s. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.